The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Following on from her best-selling debut novel, There's Something I Have to Tell You, Michelle McDonagh is back with Somebody Knows. It's a page-turning story of dangerous secrets and the lengths that people will go to keep those secrets. And Michelle joins me now. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Pat.
It's a book with a great narrative, a great story and a mystery at the heart of it. What inspired it?
I had the idea in my head of if you were adopted, happily adopted, and had never gone to find, you know, never been interested in finding out about your birth family, what would happen if you found out that your birth mother had been murdered? And the main character in the, one of the main characters, there are two, there's Lucia Casey and there's Cara Joyce.
Is the protagonist.
Yeah. So Cara is a journalist. So she has this, I suppose, this innate news hound in her as well to find out. But this mystery that's in her past, she's connected. She finds out as her adoptive mother lies dying that she is connected to Lucia Casey, who...
And she'd known the story of Lucia Casey before.
She had, but she was young when she would have heard the story of Lucia Casey.
Because it opens with someone digging turf in a piece of bog that they were given some turbary rights to by a man who had died. This fella had done a favour for that man, and in exchange he gets the labour of digging turf.
Yes.
Which he's a bit, he's not too pleased
not,
about
not
that
too
on,
happy
a hot
on a hot summer's
day. So that's when the body is found.
Yes.
And that's where the mystery begins.
That's where the mystery begins. But then we move forward in time to today. And Cara's adoptive mother is dying, and Cara overhears something about her birth mother that leads her basically to, it becomes an obsession that takes over her life to uncover the mystery of what happened to Lucia Casey. She went missing. She was only 22 years old. She went missing in the 90s. And her death remains a mystery. She was found, her body was found in a bog 18 months later, but nobody knows what happened to her.
And if it hadn't been for that legacy of turbary rights, it never would have been found, perhaps for centuries, swallowed up by the bog.
By the bog,
Now, the landscape is that of Connemara, and Kylemore Abbey is inspirational as well.
So a beautiful part of the world. I'm from Galway myself and worked for the Connacht Tribune. So I'd often be sent out there to Kylemore to cover different stories. The nuns have done an absolutely amazing job of restoring the abbey and keeping it. I mean, you could walk in there, you do the tour, the family could still be living there. It's so it's so beautifully done. But I had never done the full tour before I went researching the book, and I had never found out about, there's a very tragic romantic history behind Kylemore Abbey. Henry Mitchell, the owner, was on honeymoon in Letterfrack with his wife, and they fell in love with Kylemore Abbey, with the area. So there was no abbey there at the time. He built the abbey to match any, you know, country home in England. And indeed it did. And they were actually very popular. They employed a lot of people to build it, and they employed a lot of people to run it. But they went on a trip of the Nile, and his wife, they had four kids at the time, or five. His wife died tragically on that trip, of diphtheria, I think. And then later on, his favourite child, he shouldn't have a favourite child, but he admittedly did, his daughter, was killed on the estate in a jaunting accident. So he is buried in the mausoleum beside his wife on the grounds of the abbey. But it was a tragic end.
Tragic story. And inspirational to you as you were setting the scene for this unfolding drama.
Yes, because I didn't know that when I set out to write the story. I didn't know about the tragedy behind it, but I did want to set my story in, you know, around Kylemore. So it really, it kind of wound its way into the book.
Now, there's also the Anne Lovett story also inspired you.
It did. I don't know where the Anne Lovett came into it, but when I started kind of, I had written the first draft and I was researching, and this stark image, it's 40 years ago now, it's hard to remember, of this 15-year-old girl lying on the cold ground with Our Lady, basically the statue of Our Lady, looking down on her. It just really stayed with me. I had this image of Anne Lovett, and then her sister Patricia, who was only 13, who took her own life 3 months after Anne Lovett died. She was just so heartbroken over the death of her sister. And as you would well know, there was an outpouring then on Gay Byrne of girls who got themselves into trouble, as you know, they would have been described. No mention of who got them into trouble, but it was the girls who got themselves into trouble. And this outpouring of stories that had previously been untold, their grief, their shock, or sorry, their shame, their anger, for the first time these stories were being heard.
Plot itself, I mean, Lucia and putting, if you like, skin on the bones of a skeleton in a bog, that's a challenge as a writer. As a novel.
Well, it's funny because Lucia, as a character, probably came to me before I had even written my first book. She has just been with me, or Lucia, as I call her. Lucia, I think, is the Italian pronunciation. So she was a character who was with me a long time. And in Somebody Knows, we have the 1980s, when Lucia is growing up, a very innocent, naive girl out in Connemara. A lovely, lovely upbringing out there, in some ways, and not in other ways. And then we have the story of Cara running alongside that. So Lucia nearly, not that she was fully formed, she developed as she went along, but I just really loved writing her. And her story is a sad story, but it is she. I think she's a character that, no matter how many books I write, will always be. Probably one of my favourites, yeah. If not my favourite.
Somebody Knows is the title, and Somebody Knows is the crux of the matter.
Exactly. Yeah, it's I suppose it's a bit of a page turner. It's secrets that people, hidden secrets, nobody wants them to come out. And Cara is on a mission to uncover what happened, and that this puts her on a collision course with certain people in her life. Yeah. And I suppose it says it on the front of the book, home truths come at a heavy price.
Yeah, and she is recently bereaved as well, which because her mother dies in the early pages of the book, and
yes, and
it's coping with all of that.
It's a complicated grief because her mother, this was her adoptive mother, and she was very close, had a very strong bond with her. And then she's just found out, you know, something shocking about her
that
actual
had never
mother.
Been shared with
no,
her.
No, that
for
hadn't.
God's sake, don't tell her.
Don't, yeah. And you know, parents do what they think is best for their children, and what was done to protect her. But these, you know, these secrets then can end,
have a way of coming out, don't they?
And harming her.
Well, it's a brilliant book, a page turner, as you say. It's called Somebody Knows, published by Hachette, and its author, Michelle McDonough. Thank you very much, Michelle, for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.